Hello, are we going to ramble? Are we going to ramble? Yeah, we're going to ramble. And we're going to ramble while I play some music in the background and chill out and maybe have some tea and yay. And, you know, during the week I was thinking, I'm listening to you all, and I try not to swear either, I promise. I was thinking, what would I talk about? And I was saying, we could talk about stories about my past. I could tell funny stories about weddings, funerals. That's something that popped into my mind. I said, look, I could do a ramble on wedding stories and funeral stories. And then I could, you know, make them into like a YouTube video, which I want to do with a lot of the stuff that's coming up here as well, you know. I like to do that. I like to take people's experiences and, you know, the word choices and all that. And I like to kind of, like some of you have noticed that I'm taking bits and pieces of a teeth. And I know, you know, making them, it's kind of, I think it's nice as well. Like, you know, it's kind of getting, drawing different flavors from people and different ideas and stuff like that. So it is nice. But anyway, I was like, I'll also put up a post and say, you know, I'm doing a ramble tomorrow or whatever. And whoa, I am so blown away by the amount of just brilliant comments and questions and the amount of joy and humour and just respect and, you know, the way everyone is together. And it's just beautiful to see it. It is. And it makes me really happy to see that as well, you know. And I'm serious when I say that it's not me. It's, yeah, fair enough, I opened a Patreon account and yeah, I make audios and it, but I have no control of, you know, over who comes into the group and that. I do think that, like, as I said in the comments below, that I think people, you know, when people are in a group like this and there's no personal baggage and not really, your personal story isn't really out there for people to see, you can actually just come in and be yourself and have a laugh. There's no one going to judge you. There's not none of that bull. So you can just, you know, you can just have, I was going to say, yeah, I won't even say it. Hopefully I didn't curse yet. But there's no one going to judge you in that, and you know, you're just being yourself, and it's really sweet. I think it's just so really sweet, and I'm so grateful for everyone that's taking part and asking questions, and for those who aren't as well, for those that are lurking and are a bit shy, because believe me, I'm a very shy person. People find it hard to believe that, but I am very shy, and I'm awkward and shy, and I've all that going on as well. So yeah, for everyone that's taking part and that wants to take part, that's very important as well. Thank you very much, because yeah, I'm blown away. It's brilliant. So as I said, I was going to ramble about wedding stories and funeral stories and do some jokes and all that. And when I saw the comments, I was like, oh God, I could ramble on this for like till 2026 or something like that. I could just go on forever and ever and ever with the amount of brilliant questions and ideas and stuff like that. And shout outs and so I was going to, as I said, I was going to create funerals and wedding stories, and then I was going to go from there and make a YouTube video of that, and I wanted to just throw in one or two and then create a YouTube video and put in more so people in this group would see how these things develop and, you know, get some more stories as well, so when you see it up on YouTube, you'll say, or you'll hear it, and you'll say, yeah, I heard that story, but I didn't hear this one, so it gets kind of interesting, and then you're kind of said, ha, 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 I heard that story before, I know it's going to happen here. And so I'm going to read out through some of the comments, and I'm going to go into my private messages as well. Now, I'll never read out people's names or anything that in PM, so when you're asking me, unless you ask me to, like if you ask me a question, I'll just answer the question. I'll never, ever, ever, lads, nothing goes past me. It's just completely and utterly private. And you notice that as well in PM. You notice that I'm kind of, what would I say, I'm kind of more, I have to be kind of, you know, I have to be careful. I can't be too involved in all that. No, I love hearing feedback, and I love reading comments, and I love, you know, oh, your audio was like this and this is what happened, because that's what influences me, you know. But at the same time, I have to be very, you know, integrated, and I have to watch myself, and, you know, even if I get hot onto the collar, like, don't bite. Well, you know what I mean, but it's really nice to to hear from people like that, and especially as well for, like, not especially, but, you know, you have the shy people in the group, and they like to contact me by PM, and they say, like, oh, don't mention my name, but I think this and this and this, and it's really nice to read as, but it's a good way of contacting me. But I just want to reassure you all, and you all notice that I just like having fun like that, you know, and that's just the way it is. It's just fun, and I kind of learn and I grow from all of that, so I really appreciate all that. And so I'm going to go down through the comments, and yeah, of course, like, of course, when I read some of the usernames, I'm looking at the first two, and then like, oh my god. So the first one is Greek, of course, and it's from Philotius. You see, I'm caught already. And green then is like, you know, it's a normal, it's a normal, they're all normal names, but it's a name over here actually as well. And then I look down and I see Yasmin, I would say, but I know it's with a D, because I know I read out Jasmine, I think. Jasmine, maybe. I read out that name, your name. I didn't mean to say that name. I can say that name too. But I read out your name before, and I know you said it's with a D, and it was very funny. And I actually, like, when I see names like this, I go through the pronunciations on YouTube, and I'm like, Jasmine, and I'm like, oh yeah, and then I'm like, oh, this is how you say it. And then it's like, this is how you say it in such a country, but you say it like this in this country. And I'm like, oh my god. And there's like four pronunciations, and then five, and I'm like, oh, it happened again actually the other night. Happened twice. Yeah, twice during the week. And I looked up the pronunciations on YouTube, and I'm like, this is going to be wrong. This is going to be wrong. And it's always wrong. But you know, I try my best, I really do, and I like being corrected on that. And also as well, but just getting back to something, I'm kind of rambly there now, but getting back to personal audios, if I'm making a personal audio for you, and if you find anything that you don't like in it or whatever, there's no problem, and contact me, and you can tell me what you want changed for the next one, or if you want, you know, if something isn't right, or if you think the pacing is wrong, I'm fine with that. And if you criticize me, you know, when you criticize me, I will take it to heart, because I'm going to look at myself, not you. So when you tell me there's something wrong, I automatically look back, because I have a lot of pride. I was going to say fierce pride, but I have a lot of pride in my personal audios. And when they go wrong, you know, there's still passion behind them, but sometimes I do get it wrong, and I have, you know, once or twice got it wrong. But it's, you know, it's just something that happens. I pick up wrong signals, or I might read some sentences and I pick them up wrong, but it just happens sometimes. But I do really try my best. So when you do contact me and you tell me, look, I didn't like something that what happened, or I didn't like the word you used, that's no problem. I'll change it. There's no problem at all. It helps me get better. So I really appreciate that too. Anyway, Philotius asks me about cringeworthy experiences. I think this is going to be a long, long, long ramble, guys. I'm actually making it my phone this time, so because when I'm making it my Yeti, when I try to upload it, it's probably like 450,000 megabytes, because it just records at such a high quality. With this, I think I can probably get away with an hour, and it should just be a matter of just transferring it. It should be under 50 megabytes, hopefully. So I'm using my phone, which is a lot more flexible, because I can, you know, I can walk out, I can make a cup of tea, I can bring you into the ASMR kitchen and all that. So anyway, your cringeworthy experiences. And I had this one ready for YouTube, and this is what was going to be in the YouTube video. So it's going back a few years back. I'm with my friend, and we got invited to a wedding in Dublin from one of our other friends that used to live here years back. And it's a kind of a yuppity-duppity wedding as well, as we say here, you know. It's kind of like he married a rich girl, and it was kind of really snobby like that. So we went up to the wedding, and it's in a nice hotel as well in Dublin. And we did our normal thing. We went to the wedding, we got a bit pished, we were drinking, and we were kind of doing a robot dancing, and we were, you know, acting the clown, as we say, you know, going around then telling jokes and annoying people, I suppose. And we have the saying then as well, we'd say like, oh, I'm in the harbour. When you're in the harbour, it means, you know, your boat has come in, so that means you're pished. And after wedding, then we were doing all the dancing and everything, and then like probably 2 o'clock, half past two in the morning, when Irish weddings can go until 5, 6 in the morning. Some actually don't even stop, so I'm like, I have to go to bed. And so I'm just tired. We had work the morning before, and we travelled to Dublin, and we worked very early, so we were kind of like, oh, you know. So I went to bed before him because he's a pisshead, and he wanted to stay up all night chatting women up and stuff like that. He's a bit of a ladies man as well. And I went to bed and I was kind of, you know, a bit blotted. It's going back a few years, and I was just starting to kind of weird with alcohol, you know. I was starting to do things to my body, and when I kind of transitioned to veganism, it just got really, I don't know what happened, but it just got really kind of weird when I was drinking. It would make me drunk faster, and I suppose because you're losing body weight and your body's probably a bit more pure and the alcohol goes to your head a bit more, but whatever. But it's not a subject. So I went to bed and, oh, cold, sleep. And we were staying in the same room, of course. And then he came to bed, I suppose. And I was like, you know, out cold. I had consumed a bit of alcohol, to be honest, which I was a bit all right, you know. Because we can drink, believe me, we can drink. So I have slight memories of what happened next. And how it happened, I have slight memories. I remember what happened next. So I'm in my hotel room, and this is kind of slight memories, but I know what happened. And I'm asleep, and I wake up probably 4 o'clock. I've gone to bed about 2:30 or something, I can't remember, it's about an hour and a half maybe. And you know, my bladder is full, which probably woke me up. And I'm like, whoa, and I get up and I'm, you know, scratching my head, and I'm looking around and like, whoa, where am I? And I'm like, whoa, staggery. And I say, I'm going to the toilet. I guess to go to the toilet. I'm walking towards the toilet. And I open the toilet door and I walk out the toilet, and I heard the door bang behind me, and I'm kind of scratching my head again. And I open my eyes and I go, oh God. I'm like, oh, mother of God. And I look at, oh, had the vanity chair noise, but I'm like, oh, good mother of God. And I'm looking around, and I'm out in the corridor of the hotel, and so I kind of walk a bit down the corridor, like, whoa, where am I? And then I look down, I'm naked, and I have no clothes on me, lads. I don't know, like, I mean, I went to bed in my boxers, and I woke up with no clothes on me, and I actually walked out through the door. The door slammed behind me, it's locked out. I walk down a bit the corridor, look down, and like, I've no clothes on me. And then I'm like, I'm dreaming, you know. I'm like, this is a dream. I'm drinking, this is a dream, it's okay. And then I start getting more kind of, whoa, is that coming too? And then like, and then I remember even the door number. I remember it's like I was in 225 or something like that. But I walked down a bit of the corridor and I turned around and I was like disoriented, and I was like, whoa, what am I in? Like, this is a dream, and it's all going through my head. And next thing, like the Homer Simpson noise. And I'm standing there with no clothes on, my birthday suit, and I'm like, and I'm getting panicky, and I'm like, what's the room number? And I'm like, 223, 225, 227. And then my mind is going, you can't knock a 223. What happens if someone opens it and they're from the wedding and they're looking at you, and you're there and you're in your birthday suit, you're naked, you're, as we saw over here, your balls naked. And I'm like, what am I going to do? And I'm really a shy person as well, you know, and I'm not really comfortable with being naked in a hotel, you know, in the middle of the corridor. And then I look up, and this is where my mind works, I look at cameras, and like, oh my God, I'm going to be on TV. And then like, and I'm walking up and down, and then I'm pacing up, no, 223, 225, 227. And then, and I'm like, it's 225. No, it's not, it's 223. And I'm like, come on, sober up, tell me. And next, I just got to 225, and I'm like, and I'm calling his name, please. And I get really more panicky, and I'm like, I don't care at the stage. So I'm knocking the door and standing there like, you know, Adam and Eve. I'm like, Adam, he's all in short as a leaf. And I'm like, next I heard, like a groan, and I call his name, please. I can't say his name because he's probably going to listen to something. I'm like, please, please, leave me in. We say leave instead of let, you know. And so please, please, please. Please let me in. And he's like, who's that? And I tell him, this is Gail. I'm out in the corridor and I've got no clothes on. And he's like, like that. And then he looks through the spy hole, you know, and he's like, and I'm like, please, please help me. And he knows damn well that I'm very shy in it, and that would kill me if that story even got wrong. They'd be like, no. And I'm like, help me. And he's like, okay. I'm going to leave you. And I'm like, yes, please, man. And he's like, if you do something for me. And I'm like, what? And he's like, if you do something to me, like, what do you want me to do? And he's like, you gotta sing for me. And I'm like, what do you want me to sing? And I'm getting really desperate and I'm getting really, you know, kind of angry, like, at this stage. And he's like, just sing for me. And sing for me, my friend. And I said, okay, okay. I was like, he was just pissed. And I'm like, what do you want me to sing? And he's saying, Two Little Boys. And I said, do you know that song? I'm talking to you guys now. Two Little Boys is, it's an old song. It's about two boys growing up, and one falls off his toy horse and his brother picks him up. Some of you probably know this. And then it goes on years and years, and it's a war, and the same thing happens, and the other brother picks him up, and that's what the song is about. And I'm like, Two Little Boys. And he goes, yeah, sing Two Little Boys, and I let you in. And he's like, and sing it in Scottish. And I'm like, I don't know Scottish. And he's like, I don't care, sing it in a Scottish accent. And I can't do accents. And I'm like, oh God. And I'm like, all right. And I'm like, two little boys have two little toys. And he's like, yeah, that's beautiful. You can have. And then each had a wooden horse. And I am now, guys, out in the middle of the hotel, out in the corridor, no clothes, and just waiting for someone from reception or our security guard or something to come up, because they're looking at me in the camera. You just know they are. And he's like, all right, sing the chorus now. Do you think I would leave you dying when there's room on my horse for two? And he's like, oh, that's... And then I'm thinking, this is what the mad beep is thinking. He's thinking, like, this is like, you know, like the song, you know, do you think I would leave you dying when there's room? And like, open the door. And he's like, yeah. And he's like, oh, that's beautiful. And then he just opens the door and I run in and I go, what are you doing, man? What are you doing? I'm up. He's like, what are you doing? He goes, you're out in the middle of a corridor with no clothes. And how have you no clothes? And I'm like, I don't know, I have no clothes. And I don't know. And I'm like, oh, so I get into the room and I'm just so relieved. Like, I'm shaking and like, oh God, it was just such a nightmare. And another thing as well, when I was up in the corridor, I was actually busting for a pee, which was horrible. And I was thinking, I'm not going to, you know, there's no, and I mean, it was very bad. And I'm like, what am I going to do? I'm going to end up peeing. I haven't got a pants to pee. I'm going to end up peeing in the corridor. And I'm like, oh. So off we go to sleep anyway. And we wake up in the morning. And I'm like, oh God, no, please, that didn't happen. And he's like, story bud. As we said to each other, story bud. And I'm like, oh, what happened last night? And he's like, ah, you know, a bit of banter. And I'm like, it wasn't banter. He said, you let me out in the corridor singing Two Little Boys. And he's like, ha, ha, ha. He's like that, you know. And I'm like, oh God. And he goes, look, I'm going out for breakfast. And I know what he's doing. Like, you know, he's a pisshead. So he's going out for pints. You know, he's not, this is probably 11 o'clock or something. Breakfast probably over 12. And I'm like, oh God. And he's like, you coming down for breakfast? And I says, I can't. I said, someone probably saw me last night. And he's like, you're always the same. No one saw you. They probably heard you. They didn't see you. And he's like, oh, what a fine singer you are. And he goes, I like your scholar. And I was like, oh God. And he shoots off down anyway, and he's down breakfast. And I'm like, oh God, I'm hungry now. Like, you know, and I'm laying in bed. And I'm like, I need something to eat because I'm going to get sick. I'm kind of hungover. And I said, the alcohol was affecting me at the time. It was making me, you know, and then like, oh, and then starting to get really bad. And I was like, oh, please, no one saw me, you know. So next, the phone rings, and I could pick up the phone. He's like, hi, bud. And I'm like, hi. And he's like, come on down, there's no one down here. And I was like, there's no one down here. I goes, the hotel, like, the wedding was full, it was 300 guests. And he goes, yeah, yeah, but it's a bit late, and I was all gone. And he's like, there's no one down here, come on. And I'm like, all right, I come down. And I said, I was like, are you sure no one saw me last night? And he goes, oh, there's no one said anything to me. It was just business as usual, he was saying. All right, go, all right. So I come down the stairs and I'm kind of looking around, you know. I'm really sketchy, you know. The eyes are kind of going to the side. And I'm like, oh my God. So I walk down the stairs and I get down. And I get down into the restaurant. And there he is. And he's sitting there like, and he's fairness to me, he's not drinking. He's just sitting there and he's like, a bit of a fry up, as they say, over here. Sausages, rashers, eggs, beans, all this stuff, and it's a huge breakfast. And he's like, big smile in his face, and he's like, hey, yeah, big happy head up in him. And like, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. And like, if I did a balaclava or a, what would you call it, a ski mask, I would wear a ski mask. And I walk in and then sitting down and then saying, biting my nails, and I'm like, and he's like, are you hungry? And I was like, yeah, but and the next I hear, and I'm like, oh my God. And looking at him and his eyes are widening up, his big blue eyes as well. He's a good looking dude, like, you know, and his eyes are widening up and he's like, and I look, and over to the left of me, there's four girls sitting down and they're humming Two Little Boys. And I'm like, and I'm telling you, lads, this is my nightmare situation, you know. I'm like, oh God, they saw me. And I was like, oh, I remember seeing them last night, and I was like in the same corridor and I passed them and I said hello. And they're like, they're giggling, and I'm like, oh, and I said, oh, I'm gone, and I just get up, and I'm like, I'm gone, and people that know me tend, like, when I do get kind of not flustered, I'm really flustered, and I'm like, I'm gone, and I just run, and I run out the door, and he just gets up, and he runs up behind me, goes, Gail, come here, and I'm getting up the door, and I'm like, I'm going home, I never want to come up here again, and he just catches me, goes, it's only a bit of banter, I asked him to sing it when you came down. Oh my God. And I was just like, I wanted to kill him. And oh, it was just the most embarrassing thing. And like, even going out and checking out and walking around the hotel all day. And I was like, you know, because we stayed there for the day and that night again. And we went into the city, and then we came back. And I was like, they definitely, like, the staff saw the video. So, like, it's going to come out on YouTube. It's all over, you know. And I just wonder, like, you know, but yeah, that's what he did to me. Yeah, that's a radio banter. So, yeah, Philotheus. I hope I'm saying that Greek. I hope my Greek is good. So, Jasmine saying, I could sell my audios for hundreds. I could make audios and sell them. Yeah, I could. Not for hundreds, but I could make hundreds off them, yeah. But, you know, I just, there's something about it. Like, I just, no, there's always a kind of a, even when I was making them, you know, through PayPal, I was kind of, oh, I don't know, there's something. Yeah. And, they are, like, even in PayPal, they were, like, 6 or 7 times cheaper than most people's. But, and I was thinking, like, you know, I can do this. You know, I'm fairly good at it, you know. I know sometimes I have to script and I have to, all the time I'm thinking all the time. But, like, yeah, I don't know. There's just some kind of moral thing going on there or something. I don't know. Maybe I'll get rid of it and charge, like, €60,000 in audio. I know you're joking, but, yeah, and I answered that question about real-life boyfriends. I have some stories. I mean, I know some authors that make audios for couples. Married couples and stuff, and I know for a fact that it has saved a lot of marriages, has brought sex lives, people's sex lives back together now. And I was thinking, no, when I'm talking here, I know for a fact, 100% as well, that lots of people have been helped off, or that are on medication, you know, different medications that kill the libido. So yeah, I've made audios for people like that, and people with certain what we call disabilities, you know. I've done those, so it's a very positive thing. Now, it can, like, what I have to say about audio, I'm going to talk about this sometime, and I've a lot to say about it. One thing that everyone has to get into their head, I think, when it comes to audio, now, people are going to disagree with this, but you're not being physically touched. All right, so when you're listening, when I used to listen to audio, I still do know every now and again, I might go and listen, I might pick an audio, but when I used to listen to audio all the time, I never felt like I was, you know, like, it was a brilliant experience, and it was lovely, but, you know, in the end of the day, like, it was finished, and that was it. I wasn't like, oh, I had sex last night. I didn't, like, when I have sex, like, it's, you know, when I wake up in the morning, I know I had sex. When I'm listening to an audio, yeah, it's a brilliant experience and all that, but it's not, you're not being touched. Like, no matter what you think, you're not being physically touched. Now, having said that, I've heard complaints about certain authors. I know one in particular that is kind of like, it's like an S&M kind of anger thing or something. I don't even know how to explain it, but I have people contacting me saying, oh, I'm so triggered by this guy, and I'm like, we just don't listen, you know, pick someone you like. And I'm not saying, oh, listen to me, I'm saying, no, just plenty of guys out there are good. There is, like, I mean, they are, they're just good, like, and there's some sweet, really sweet guys out there that are good with audio. So if something is triggering you or you don't like the word choices, then just move on. If you get bored by me or if I'm triggering, whatever, just move on. There's a world of, it's not really, I suppose, a world of male authors, but there's a few that are actually very good, I think, anyway. And I kind of covered a bit of that. Oh yeah, about the water heating anywhere once it boils at home. I think that's true as well, you know. You can be turned on by an audio. I don't know if it's having an affair, really. No, you probably could get kind of caught up in a certain author or that. But that, at the same time, are you really, you know, you kind of have to look at it with kind of a clear mind. I know some people have a bit of trouble with that and whatnot, but at the end of the day, I've explained this before, and I think that audio is a big boom when you hear it first, you know. Even when you've got a personal audio, if it's done right, it's like boom, and then it kind of tapers into a boom, 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 and that's a gentle whoa then. Whoa. But at the start, it's like boom, it is like, because I have had, you know, some of the best authors on the planet send me a personal audio, so I'm very experienced with it. Now, did I ever fall for any of them in that? Nah. I felt close to them, and I felt like some of them were sweethearts, and I felt really respectful and kind of grateful is what I'm really trying to say. I did. But sure, you know, it's like anything else. Do I fall in love with porn stars? Yeah, I haven't really. I haven't, and I probably won't. What are the three things you're thankful for when you wake up in the morning? Brings a smile to my face. And that's from Tanya. I have to give a shout out to Tanya. Hi, Tanya. When I wake up in the morning, I'm kind of very chirpy, you know. Like I am now, I'm very kind of chirpy. I can get in some people's nerves. I can kind of be very buzzy, you know. Buzz, buzz, buzz. People say that as well. Like, oh, there's a buzz. I think a bee. But at night, then it's the opposite. I kind of get tired, you know. I'm a little bit tired. No, not too bad. It's kind of buzzy, you know, and kind of electric, all right. But in the mornings, it's open eyes, boom, smile. So, and I suppose, you know, what I really like as well is I like meeting my friends at work, you know. So I have some very close friends that I meet in the morning, and it's like, hiya, hiya. We're all like that to each other, you know. We're hugging each other and all this kind of stuff. So I'm kind of, yeah, I'm chirpy more than things make me smile. I like the winter. Well, autumn is my favorite time in the mornings. I love the sky. I like that kind of, you know, I really like the morning as well because there's no one around. It just sounds a bit weird. It sounds like he's a bit of a hermit, but it's not. It's there's something about the morning because I think, like, you know, there's no thought process yet. You know, people aren't up and they're not thinking. There's no trucks going around the place. And that thing didn't kick in, which is like, you know, that energy didn't kick in. The energy of life, you know, people moving, people delivering bread, milk, whatever's happening. Boom, 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 going to work. You know, taxis, buses, all over the world this is happening, you know. And that hasn't kicked in yet. And it's like that peaceful time, you know, when the birds are just up and they're like, oh, yeah, this is nice just before them humans get up, so. Yeah, so how did I get into audios? Yeah, I told this before, in 2013, I suppose it was. You know, I don't really track much what I'm doing, really. I was listening to Lit for a while. I always knew that I was kind of into audio. And I remember it going, I don't know how long ago it was, but probably could have been, I don't know, I really don't know, it could be 7 or 8 years ago when I found Lit. I was kind of, you know, as boys do, searching for porn. And I was kind of bored of it. I was like, meh, you know, and I said, I like to hear a woman moan. You know, I don't want to look at a guy banging a woman. I just don't want to look at that because I think there's a lot of complications with porn as well. There's a lot of, you know, it's got, like, I mean, if you look at it now, it's ridiculous. Like, I mean, fellas with 25-inch penises and women with 6-inch waists and 42-inch breasts, and it's like, oh, let's go away, and the fakeness, and you know they're on Viagra, and it's all, you know, there's no kind of intimacy at all. Now, it probably never was as intimate, but at least there was some kind of storylines before it or something, and there was something sexy about it, but now it's kind of getting, yeah, it's getting dodgy. And anyway, I just wanted to listen to women moaning, and I think at the time there was like, I don't know, it was like, you could send in a minute audio or a 2 minute, and I was like, wow, it's brilliant. But you see, what happened as well was that I think, like, you know, people probably didn't have good dictaphones and stuff, and some of the audios, I think, they were dated as well. They were a while back, and it was like, you know, speaking through an app, an old app in Macintosh. So I revisited it in about, I don't know, 2012 or something like that, and I was listening to Angel of Temptation, and I was like, whoosh, like, some of it was just brilliant, and some of the other authors, Raven Fox was another one, I think, she was brilliant, and there was another few, and I was just like, yeah, I was just, this is good. So then I just thought, what if I try this? What if I just pick up a microphone and but I'm going to do something different. I'm going to make it, like, I'm going to make sounds. I'm going to make it more. So I'm going to just do it from my heart, you know. And I did some kind of oral sex one. It wasn't. The first one was the elevator one. And that was there. That one was all over the place. I mean, it was just a fantasy I made up. And then it was like, I spoke about this before, but the whole idea was like, you're on the 10th floor, you meet a woman, it's like a one-night stand, one elevator stand. Loving an elevator. But like, you know, the elevator was going down, and as the elevator is going down, you start, you know, making out and getting, you know, sexy, and it's going down to like... down through the floors, and you go boom, 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 and the whole idea of the audio is like, when it goes down to the first floor or ground floor or whatever, the elevator is going to open, so the sex act has to be, you know, over and done. And it's really crude, and the way I finished it is really crude, and I actually got comments on it and mails about it, you're so disrespectful, you're a horrible person. But it was just so innocent. It was just like, I wonder, is this a good fantasy? And it was just like, you know, I just tried, and even at that then, like, and I look back, some of my older audios are like, oh, you're making this up as you're going along, or you're so unprofessional, or you're listening to that. And I was like, yeah, but I was just starting, give me a break. But anyway, that audio, and then I did that. The Gael Gives You His Long Tongue, and that one was boom, that one really took off. And yeah, it was that's when I started getting mails, serious mails, and it was like 15, 16 mails a day, then 30 mails a day, and I was responding to everyone, and I was like, whoa, I'm just blown away here, you know. And I went on from there then, but I really got kind of into a panic mode. I started creating too much, you know, and I was like, oh, I have to do this, I have to do that, and all these scenarios went through my head, and then I went into a dip for a while. I was in the lull, and I was like, how am I going to get better? And then I started chilling out, and I started talking to other people on the site, and I met a few people that were starting off that were very helpful as well, and I kind of knitted together, and I got more kind of calm, and try to get a bit more sexy and bring myself into it. And then I put myself into Gael, because I thought he was very wooden and there was no personality there to start. And then I started bringing myself into him, and. So I'm hoping that answered your question a little bit. Tiger. And Fran is like, why are you always lying? You always lying. I can't curse. And Maya, is that illusion? Yeah, that's the Indian for illusion, isn't it? We'd love to hear about your travels and experiences, and I shaped you. I'm going to talk about traveling sometime. I've been all over the world, alright. Australia, America, I've been in loads of countries. I have some good stories about these places as well. France, I loved France. I had some lovely experiences in France. Experiences that helped shape or inspire me will be, yeah, ex-girlfriends. Actually, that's how I started doing Gael Force's. One girl that I was with, she was really into pillow talk, and I'd pillow talk, and she would go crazy when I was pillow talking. Actually, when I started thinking about it, I was like, I used to do this before. I remember laying in bed, and yeah, she used to love it, and I used to have all these different scenarios, and she'd be moaning out loud, and I wouldn't even be touching her. I was like, but that was kind of probably a sign that I was able to do it, but I didn't know at the time. I was so innocent. I was like, and she used to say that was just amazing, and I'd be, you know, doing stuff without even touching her, and it was really cool. And Mimi, I forgot Mimi, shout out the last time, so shout out for Mimi. Bobby, any funny stories? Yeah. I should actually get him. I was going to get him to do a YouTube ramble. I was actually going to get him to maybe he could turn some women on or something in his world, you know. I can't say the B word, so some girl dogs. Bobby had a brother called Charlie, and a guy that I know gave me Charlie because his sister had a dog and she just couldn't handle them, because Springers are they're very energetic dogs, you know, they're very energetic, they're unbelievable. And I brought the two of them up from pups, and you know, the two of them were nice dogs. Now Charlie was abused by the owner before my friend. He wasn't abused, but he was neglected, so he was a very weird dog, whereas Bobby's always very quiet, you know, but the other fellow was kind of a bit disturbed, and he was, you know, fighting with Bobby and biting him, and all that kind of jazz. And I did walk him, and I'd walk, where I lived at the time, there's a lot of hills, and when I get to walk back up the hills, which are, you know, some of the hills are like a mile and a half, 2 miles long, and they just throw themselves on the floor, and it would be all Charlie's doing. He wouldn't get up, and he'd be looking at Bobby, and then they have these, you know, these real puppy dog eyes in their ears, and they're like, we're not getting up. And you could be literally sitting there for half an hour, and you're looking at the two of them going, get up, and they're like, and they're just so cute. But eventually the two of them got older, and then Charlie kept, you know, he got really territorial with Bobby, and he was biting him and onto his ears, and, you know, biting his legs. And Bobby is just the quietest dog ever. And we actually decided to I contacted my friend, and I said, look, he's not mixing with Bobby. And my friend is like, great, what are you going to do? And I said, look, I know a guy that he's just what they call in Cork, a doggy man, so they keep dogs. And I just went to him and I said, look, and he said, yeah, he said, that dog is what I need a Springer like that. So I gave him the Springer, and he's still around. And it's very interesting, because when they walk, Bobby, sometimes I bring him down through the same place, and the two of them see each other, and they run up to each other, and you know, they hug each other, and you know, it's very strange. They still remember each other. But Charlie's living with the doggy guy, and he's really healthy. I must actually get a picture of him next time I see him. I get a video and I'll show you. He looks like him as well, but he's more of a thoroughbred, and some of the thoroughbred dogs can be kind of a bit more contrary, you know. So they were kind of separated, but they never really got on. And they kind of see each other now, and they just look, give each other a sly look, and then they just walk around each other, sniff each other's butts, and they walk off again. But yeah, the guy that owns him is really, he's a guy now in his 70s, and he's a really nice man as well. He's really into animals, you know. So that was the story of Bobby and Charlie. They broke my heart. But do you know, it's good to see, when we had Charlie, you know, we bought him from, you know, my friend would call up, and we were just really worried about the dog, because he was all over the place, you know, whatever happened to him before. It was really sad to see it. You know, he was peeing all over the place, you know. We'd bring him into a van, and we'd try to get him out the country, and he'd pee all over the van, and he'd be crying. And then we brought him into this, you know, we spent so much time with him, and the dog turned out to be, he's the opposite. He's just such a brave dog, and he's fearless, and he's very cocky. He walks around with his head up, and he's like, yeah, look at me, you know. It's just so amazing to see. Now we did probably 50% of it, and the doggy guy did the other 50%. But I'd have to get a picture of him sometime. I called down to him probably about once a month and say hello. So he's a lovely dog. And that's the story of the two brothers. Well, brothers at arms, more than brothers in arms. What's the favourite prank you ever pulled on someone? Switzerlandia. I'm gonna let that one go for a while. I've a lot of those stories. I'm gonna let it go for a while. I will get back to it, though, I promise. In a new utopia, shout out. Oh, Amanda. What did I want to be when I, yeah, it was an astronaut, yeah, and a soldier as well. I think I said it about, yeah, I said the hypnotist as well, but I'm gonna tell that story as well about the hypnotist. And it was a soldier, believe it or not. But you see, I grew up in, where I grew up is not far from the countryside, so I'd spend a lot of time on my own. Yeah, I was always the same. And I would actually go to, I would go to the woods and stuff like that, and I would build tools and hunting equipment. But I never hunted with it. I loved bow and arrows. I like archery and stuff like that. But I never hurt an animal or anything like that. But I liked creating tools. It was just weird. It was like slingshots and stuff like that, and I would throw them at trees and wrap them around the trees, and you know, like boys do. And I always wanted to be a soldier because I liked the routine of it. You know, I liked getting up in the morning, I liked the jogging, I liked the dieting and all, you know, staying in shape. But I didn't want to go to war, and I didn't want to fight anyone, so I'd be a useless soldier. But you know, it would have really suited me, that life, and I had an opportunity to do it, but I just turned it down in the end. The most embarrassing thing, the wedding one was pretty bad there, I have to say, wasn't it, Ashley? Yeah, I said I was gonna do that. Anna, I wonder, do people know about Gale Force? Yeah, some know that I record and all that, but you know, people aren't really interested, to be honest, you know. Yeah, some people know that I do it, but they're not really too bugged. Over here, people just don't really care, you know. Do I like when I'm gonna read some more? Because the comments are kind of, I'm going to be fat, man. My nemesis, Claudia, says it's going to be chastity chap. Oh my God, that made me cough. My cough is back. And TTS says she was knocked out of sleep. Yeah, great comments. It is a great thread, isn't it? It's Tina. Shout out for Tina. No one ever said anything about my voice in real life. I think, I don't think, I don't know, I suppose people do say that I'm kind of relaxing to be around. So I do have that effect with people. I kind of have a chill effect, you know. I'm just going to walk out to my kitchen for a second. My ASMR kitchen. I have to turn off my heating because it's getting a little warm in here. It's getting hot in here. So I have that kind of chill out effect with people. Which is kind of interesting. It gets me kind of into trouble then as well, because if someone is in a bit middle of a drama, you know, especially if I'm not involved in, like, whatever, it takes me, like, I had stuff to deal with during the week, and I was kind of like, whatever, and they're looking at me like, oh no, you need to react in such a way, and I'm like, I'm falling asleep listening to you, you know. So yeah, wow, Saskia, quiet you. Stories about things that happen in real life, where, yeah. By the way, you do relax on this side. Oh, yeah. So, my meditation practices. I'm going to talk about that as well sometime. I had a massive spiritual search. Like, when I was young, I probably was like 8 or 9 when, you know, first time I read the Gita and stuff like that. And, like in 9 or 10, and I was reading some Carl Jung stuff when I was very young. I remember first in my uncle's house, and I saw a Carl Jung book, and I remember looking at, I think it was Man and His Symbols, his name of the book, and I saw the symbol, and when I looked at the symbol, I went boom, I went whoa. I was only about 10, and I was like, there's something up with that. And I picked up the book, and I was like, look at the book, and he's like, yeah, it's just a book. And I'm like, no, that symbol. And it was like an eye in a triangle, or it was like one of the Illuminati symbols. I can't remember it. But I remember saying, there's something in this. And he was like, yeah, whatever. And I just went on then to read stuff like that, and, you know, different literatures and all that kind of stuff. But as regards meditation, I kind of flirted with it when I was very young, and I would be meditating in my bedroom and stuff like that. Now, I wasn't really... You know, I would kind of practice it. I wasn't really too strict and all that. And I wasn't really into it. I liked Zazen, you know. I knew there was truth in Zazen. When I read Zazen, it was more like watching thoughts and stuff like that. And I wasn't really too interested in my posture and all that. Like, so I was kind of more thought watching and, you know, why do I think such a way? And I think there was a book as well by, there was someone, some Betty Shine, I think, or something. It was called Healing with Meditation. It was one of my first, but it was like, or I can't remember, but it was an earlier book that I read, and I would do the meditations and that, and then I kind of lost interest, and then I kind of found Eckhart Tolle in them, and I kind of got back into it again, and then that kind of drove me a bit wonky in the head. I think I thought I was like some kind of guru or something for a while, and it was kind of a heavy part of my life, and then spirituality is like it's like starting off on smoking cigarettes and then you move on to the next and next and next and next and next, and then you go bang, you get the one that will go, right, I'm gonna throw away your crutches, and that's like UG Krishnamurti, Tony Parsons is one as well, and it's now Advaita. So what I started to do was I started questioning thoughts. I used Byron Katie's method to work, and I just questioned thought after thought, and especially negative ones that I had about people, you know. I remember I was working with this girl at the time, and she was just really, you know, she was just really heavy for me, you know. I didn't like her. She didn't kind of get on with me, and it was like, you know, we knew each other for years as well before we even started working with each other, and we kind of were cool with each other. But when we were working with each other, and we just kind of got in each other's way, and we got in each other's nerves. And I remember thinking, oh, she's like this, and she's like that, and I was like, meh. And then I kind of got consumed a bit by it. I was like, when I was into the spirituality, I was like, you know, oh, you're looking out at everyone else, you know? You're like, oh, I don't like the way she does that. I mean, why is she? She's so unspiritual. I mean, oh, God, how could anyone? You know, it was kind of a snobbery thing. And then I found Byron Katie stuff. And what it is, you write down your thoughts about someone, and I'm going to kind of really simplify it here, and you just write down your thoughts, you question your thoughts, and you reverse the thoughts. So it's like you say, such and such is an annoying person. You go down through it and you question it and you find out why, and then la 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 la. And then at the end you turn around and it's like, I'm an annoying person. And then it's like, whoa, I am an annoying person. And then everything that you're looking at, you're projecting, you know. So the first time I did it on that girl, I remember laying in my bathroom, and I was like, someone stabbed me in the heart with a sword, not in the sword with a heart. That would be interesting. Stabbed me in the heart with a sword, and it was like, oh, it was physical. I was like, oh, I was dying. I was like, oh my, and I was actually dying. I didn't realize it at the time. I was like, oh, the pain was so bad because all the beliefs that I had about her were so strong. As when it came back at me, it was like, oh God, I just killed something inside me. And I kept doing it about her. I kept on and I kept on. And every day I'd come home, she's this. And I got even more. I got as nasty as I could. You know, she's this and she said that and she this and that and that. And I kept on chipping away at who I was, you know. And it was very, it was an intense experience actually, and I bought a lot of stuff up, and then I kind of dropped all of that, and I started realizing, I was like Zazen is, you know, when you sit down, you're in Zazen, it's like you're watching your thoughts come and go, and I was like, I can do this all day long. I don't need to be sitting on a cushion, I don't need to be reading a book, I don't need to listen to a recording. Then I noticed life is meditation, and people don't, like, you really hear that, you know, so everywhere you are at any second you can just do Zazen. So I was like, so that means I'm eating my cornflakes, I'm meditating, I'm walking down the road, I'm meditating, I'm running, I'm meditating. And actually I found physical activity more of a meditation than just sitting there, until you do find it after a while, it doesn't matter what you're doing, but physical activity like running up a hill or cycling or, you know, something like that, you hear athletes speaking about it all the time, that they're in the now when they're playing, they're focused or not. You can't really play football or American football, I have to be careful here now, ice hockey, name out all the sports I can think of, and oh, she's such a bitch when you're out in the pitch, you know, I don't like this person, and so athletes will tell you that they're living in the now when they're playing. So I will talk about that again sometime because there's some really interesting stories about it. Do I have any past lives? I was thinking about past lives at one stage, and then I thought, like, should I took up everyone? That's cool. I mean, Elvis, Napoleon, he wasn't cool, but Elvis, you know, Jimi Hendrix, Queen, whatever they were, all the famous people were taken. So I said, nah, it's not for me. You couldn't be just you know, I don't know, some farmer from 1742 on the side of a mountain in Scotland. Like, you have to be some famous way. He said, nah, it's not for me. But then again, there's some stuff as well that, like, pops up about that. Like, when you go to countries and stuff and something seems familiar, you know, like this deja vu stuff. So, like, it's definitely, for me, like, the consciousness, you know, that we are is it's either eternal or it just keeps being, you know, popping up and dropping down. So, we don't know, really. We don't know. So, yeah, that's my past lives. If I could meet three famous people, that's from Jessica Rose. One would be, I like Janis Joplin. I like Janis because I like her laugh. She can never say, giggle. I could just sit down and listen to Janis giggling. Some interesting people. I like the 60s. I like music from the 60s, and I like people that were around them because they kind of, you know, I always thought I wanted to live. There's a lot of people I think like that. You know, wanted the free love and the free society and all the, you know, all that goes with it. So Janis would have been one. Who else would I like to meet? I suppose Jimi Hendrix would have been one as well. I mean, he just had such a brain for me, like such a right brained human being, and just to watch him, the charisma is pouring off the man onto the floor like liquid charisma. He's just a beautiful human being. He's beautiful, that's what I have to say about him. Who would I like to meet today? I don't know. I'm not really sure who I'd like to meet today. I'll probably think of someone when I stop, but No, there's no one really coming. So that's two anyway. The two musicians, of course. Any actors or anything? Stanley Kubrick, maybe? I could have an interesting conversation with him. I like the symbolism in his movies and stuff. So, yeah, maybe Kubrick. So just going out to positivity and all that. And then tattoos. No, I haven't got any. I've one little bit of Indian ink that was put there by a friend. Yeah, one of those nights when you pass out and you wake up in the morning with a little bit of Indian ink. I'm not going to say where, because someone will identify me. But why do I like them? I hate them. No, I have no judgments about them. I actually like them in some people. They're sexy on some women. I don't really judge people for what they... I don't mean I'm not judging a family tattoo, but when I look at people, I don't say, oh, those tattoos are disgusting. And that was... Well, Sage. Ellie, what zodiac sign are you? Leo. Any silly talents? I suppose making audios is a really silly talent, isn't it? Oh my god, Claudia. Oh my god, the poetry. Oh my god, I'm going to butcher it. Oh my god. Unfucked. Unwacht. Unwacht means the news. And, oh god, German tongue twister. My German is fairly brutal at the moment. So, often sieben, rubber clippen, zitzen, sieben, rubber zippen, die zicken, die rippen, stippen, diese van die klippen, kippen. Oh no. Ich möchte eine Tasse Kaffee, bitte. I remember small bits of it, right? Hallo, mein Name ist Gail. Ich liebe in Irland das Lied. No, ich liebe in Irland, in Cork, das Lied Südwestirland. I'm very poor. Ich wohne, I liebe. Oh my god, ich wohne. Oh my god, I should be horsewhipped. Ich habe zwei Brüder und eine Schwester. Ich habe keine Haustieren. It's amazing what you can remember when you put your mind to it. I probably sung like, I don't know what I sung like when I was trying to do it, but so Emilia, I was like, Emilia? Yay, I love your rambles. Shout out, please. Yeah! Before I carry on, I'm going to have to probably end this now here and prop another one because this is 54 minutes already. But I have a story. I was here last week, and there was a knock on the door, and he was like, "Who's this?" And he was going to be recording. He was like, "Oh God!" And I opened the door, and there's this lady standing there, and she's a book in her hand, and I'm like, "Hello," and she's like, "Hi," and I'm like, she's really sweet, and I'm like, "Hi," and she says, "Jehovah's Witness," and I went, "All right," and I said, "Come in, come in." So she walked in, and I showed her my couch, and she sat on my couch, and I'm like, and she's like, and she's just sitting there, and she's quiet, and I'm like, "Are you okay?" And she's like, "Eh." And I goes, I said, "Excuse me, is everything okay?" And she goes, I goes, "What's the matter?" And she goes, "I don't know what to say. I never got this far before." And I couldn't. Nah, that just joke just popped into my head. It's a bit random, isn't it? You posted on YouTube. Remember, hey, background. Oh, Gaelic in my background. Yeah, I was a fairly good Gaelic student, and to be honest, I lost a bit of it, and I'm kind of gaining a lot back now at the moment. I'm my vocab is expanding all the time. So Limor asked this, and yeah, I'm getting better and better. I mean, I can, like, I sitting here, as I was saying to a friend the other day, I can, you know, I look around where I'm sitting, I can name everything out in Irish. I can, you know, put sentences together. I know I'm getting better. My grammar is getting a bit better. Because just like everything else, when you don't use it, you lose it. So as being an Irish person, it would be fairly good, I would say. You know, I would say I'm fairly good at it. Gaelic literature, I would advise, now I wouldn't advise, but I'd say to you, if you want to read about modern Gaelic, I go to YouTube and watch Ross na Rún, R-O-S-N-A-R-U-N, yeah, Ross na Rún is Korea, Ross na Rún, and it's an Irish soap, and it's translated as well, so you can pick up a lot of grammar there. Now, it's kind of bilingual sometimes, they use Béarla. Béarla is English, so it's Gaelga agus Béarla, which means Irish and English, and yeah, you've picked up some interesting words, and it's really cool. And the storylines are brilliant. They're mad calf. They're off the wall storylines. They're really cool. Am I afraid that my Gael first character becomes too real? Yeah, I give a bit of an answer to that. That's from Claudia again. Yeah, you know, I'm not really kind of invested in it. Like, I mean, people that know me well know that I'm not really too pushed them, but Gael, I love making audios, and I love getting them out there, and I love making an impact, but as like, do I think that I don't care about Gael Force. I mean, eventually I'm going to kill Gael Force, so he's a marked man. So he's not really, you know, he's not really that important to me. Frishawn says, I'm always changing, and yeah, and I said that the only reason why I'm changing is because, you know, I'm reading stories, and I'm, you know, I'm getting influenced, and, you know, it's just so brilliant to be able to do that. It's why do people in the audio game? Yeah, it gets a bit messy there. I mean, I wouldn't pretend it doesn't. It does get messy in audio land. It does. I have had some mad stuff happened to me, like, you know, they always say nothing that people think that happened, stuff that happened in the background, you don't know these people, and you don't know what happened and all that, but there was some weird attacks and stuff going on, the strangest stuff ever. I have all the emails anyway, so when the time comes, yeah, if it has to come, I have no problem in share. Look, I won't share emails, but, you know, I have no problem in saying I have the emails. I could say to the people involved, look, don't go there. No, if you want to go down that road, whatever. But I don't, you know, I don't want any of that conflict, so I just stay out of the communities, and I just, go away. You know, just, you know, I don't care what another author does. And most good authors don't care what. They don't really care, you know. They don't. Be honest with you. I know a few of them, and they just don't. They might contact you, and they might say hi, and la la la, and it's like, oh, I really like this. And you're like, oh, yeah, I really like that. I like your voice, and blah, blah, blah. And it's like 98% of the time it's cool, but, you know, there are going to be, whatever it is about audio, it's like I have to be the best, like, you can't be just, I don't know, it's like, it's competitiveness or something, I don't know, I just think it's ridiculous. I mean, there's no point, there's no one the best author, you know, you're not going to find the best author in the world, because everyone has their own flavour. I mean, you know, like, I can name three or four that I think are very good guys. Like Carlin, I think is he's class. Like, I mean, his acting skills and his voice and all that. I think he's very good, and he seems like a really nice person as well, which is really cool. I'd recommend him to anyone if they want to listen to him. I often do, you know. I know he probably, I don't know, does he know even who I am? But I often say, look, this guy's brilliant, and he's, you know, he's the sense of humour to go with it and all that. There are another few as well that I like, that I admire as well, you know. I don't listen to all those because, you know, if you listen to them, you can kind of take from your own. They'll tell you that as well, though. You might get lost in their words, or you might start to copy them, so you're better off kind of just, you know, for your own, you know, like for male orders if you're a male, or for females if you're a female, you don't bother, because you could end up, I have heard certain orders copy other orders completely down to the voice, you know, which is, yeah, it's okay too, but, you know, if you're starting off, just find your own originality, it's already there. You don't need to be, you know, someone else. So, I'm going to stop this and make part two, okay?